Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lines, misinformation.
Streets stalking the night. I can hear their heavy breathing. Paid for the kill, but it doesn't seem right. There's something there I don't believe in. Inside the NIH, the FDA, all of them knowing they're killing people, knowing it's a corporate takeover. Now figuring out that they're all expendable too. And it's all just a shot in the dark. And once you sign on to killing kids, you're cut off from God. Your ass belongs to Satan. You want to work for Satan? Here's your chance. I'm here to make sure you know that choice is being made right now. All right, here we go. What a time to be alive right now. I mean, again, I could do 10 hours. You know, I may just do an emergency broadcast tonight after I get to do it. This is a very important mission I'm about to be on here. Some things we're up to. I mean, we should be running around in the streets with honking cars, handing out flyers about this. I mean, the guy that ran the federal government bioweapons program cooked this up and released it on us for Bill Gates, the New World Order, to take over. And they're doing it with a world ID rolling out with martial law all over the world and forced injections. And then the NIH, National Institutes of Health, burns Fauci and burns them. Oh, and here's the key. I was already thinking this. Where's my phone? I was already thinking this at the start of the show, and I meant to get to this. And I saw emails popping up from people, from friends and others. And I just want to say this right now. I'm not going to say who the friend is, but I'm going to read what they said. The subject is Fauci. As a result of the NIH admission with respect to Fauci and his viral activities, this is now the time for Trump to stand up in front of the American people and admit that he was misled, lied to, and made a huge mistake with warp speed. If he would then admit to the people that we are under attack by the actions of the involved traitors, American patriots would awaken as one, and the Democratic Party would crack. It is time, Trump. Alex, pass this on to him. Regards. Yeah, I can get that message to Trump, and I have gotten that exact message to Trump. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And then the response I get is being followed around and death threatened and all the rest of it just gets 10 times worse. Because, I mean, the phones are tapped. They know what Roger Stone goes in and tells him. They know all of it. I mean, I'm trying to knock on, you know, talk how great we are here or whatever. But you've seen Trump come out and say, people have a right to not take it now. And I think the booster shots are a scam. We said Trump just at least do that. Because it's going to come out what Fauci did. Now they set you up. And I mean, I have people that are in the meetings, okay? And Trump's like, I just can't believe it. It's really hurting people. I don't believe that. Well, I took it. And, you know, I'm like, well, sir, you probably weren't actually given it. They're not going to take that risk. So, I mean, they give Trump stuff that works like Regeneron. He got better in 5 hours, like he said. He's like, I feel better than I ever felt. Good God. What the hell is this stuff? So, well, when people put 20 million white blood cells in your ass, you're going to feel better. So, I don't know what to say at this point, okay? But what that individual said is dead on, and Trump is a great asset, an ally of freedom overall. I know he's good. I know he means well. But if he doesn't extricate himself out of this, I mean, let me tell you, he's got a bunch of low-grade morons around him who got rich off their dad's own success. And, you know, his dad helped him, and he deserved it. Trump's smart. He got a lot done. But if Trump won't save his own ass, I can't do it. So that's where I'm at. But as for me, I mean, that that vaccine is a bioweapon and is a damn assault on humanity. And it's all coming out. So Trump better get his ass in gear right now that he was set up by Fauci, or they're going to connect it to him. Something we predicted over a year and a half ago. I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil's good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Harping on the wars we fight.
Harping on the wars we fight. Griping about the way things ought to be.
And I don't mind them.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side.
And they're walking on the fighting side of all of us.
Yeah, walking on the fighting side.
Now coming after our children. They've already done the experiments and killed a bunch of them.
Running down.
Erase our children's immune systems and then give them antibody dependency enhancement. It kills them better than a hammer.
Let this song I'm singing
be a warning to you. I told Fauci we'd get him. And all glory goes to God. Let me just say this again. If you don't know, and you're hiding under a rock, and you just tuned in, Owen Schroyer's taking over. We have a very special guest host, Wayne Allyn Root, in the fourth hour. I'm going to be leaving because I got to keep my powder dry, and I've got some really important things that have to be done on a timetable for part of our Operation Victory that you'll be learning about in the future. So I got a lot of irons in the fire, and we're going to be working very hard on completing these phases of our resistance operation. And we expect to be attacked for it, and that is exactly where we want to be. Not because we're masochists, but because we got to get this thing off of us, and we're going to do it. Because we've got the will, and we've got the information, and we've got the history, and we've got the God behind us. So, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. NIH admits Fauci lied about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments. MSN.com. It's all over the news. And Fauci's going, well, I did actually. I did a little bit of it. So, because he doesn't want to say the NIH is lying about him. Oh, and the NIH, here's the letter. I think Owen's going to read part of this coming up next segment. And they are now publicly saying that they are ordering EcoHealth Alliance and Fauci and all the rest of them, and Peter Daszak, to release all of their documents to them within 5 days. So what does it mean now that the rats are leaving the sinking ship? Well, it means that people don't want to go to prison, and it means individuals at the top of the NIH, because they've already had so many resign, so many be fired at the FDA and the CDC, and that Biden has announced that on Halloween he's going to announce that it's approved. And he says, I don't care who I fire, who I get. If I have to get down to the janitor, this has come out in the news, that janitor at the FDA is going to approve giving down to five-year-olds these shots and saying they're safe and effective. They already lied and said that the FDA said they were safe and effective for 15 and up. None of that ever happened. None of it's approved. It's not approved till 2026. And so Fauci and Gates and all them are, and Obama's minion, Biden, is playing chicken with these bureaucrats And the bureaucrats are like, people are dying everywhere. We really killed people. We got set up. They think it's a bureaucracy. We're about to go along with them, thinking that, that's why they put pedophiles in the Catholic Church, or pedophiles in the Boy Scouts, or pedophiles in all these groups, so that then when the pedophile first gets busted, it'll be in a jurisdiction where corrupt police come and say, listen, we'll cover this up. Don't worry about the child porn. Don't worry about the rape kid. Just work with us on some other things. And most institutions go, okay. When they tried to set us up with that, I went crazy on air and threw it right back in their damn dirty faces. Because, you know, I don't fear them, I fear God. But of course they tried to set us up with that. So that's what these people do. It's who they are. So we are now at this point, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the same thing. They corrupt all the scientific institutions by having them launch a bio attack that they don't know has been launched. Then once the bio attack becomes evident, they then circle the wagons against us and double down. But in a lot of jurisdictions like India and other areas, they've actually thrown these systems out. They've thrown them out of African countries. Five African countries threw out these people, and they killed all their presidents, but still, the next president didn't go along with it either. I mean, you got to give it to the Africans. You got to give it to the Aborigines. You got to give it to people all over the world. They've learned what's going on with this UN shot garbage. Because I guarantee you, those men that got killed, those presidents that got killed, not going along with it. Oh, the Haitian president, they killed him too, so when he wouldn't do it. Well, you know what? I think they're a little more worried about God and what would have happened if they had gone along with killing their own people. Because, I mean, you do stuff like this, you're damned to eternity in a black hole with all this energy that doesn't want to be part of God's universe. Separation from God. And so that's where we are. But the seismic level of this and what's going to come out of this now, everybody's like, hey, you're going to cover Merrick Garland? He's getting grilled by the FBI spying on parents of public school kids. Hey, are you going to, you know, it's coming out. They wouldn't let Jim Jordan play a video, but the Democrats are allowed to play a video. That's censorship. Yeah. That's authoritarian. Exactly. But that's all icing on the cake. It's like you get a big old T-bone steak and like potatoes and stuff. The steak is the main deal. And the steak is, they're rolling this out against our children, and it poisons them and kills them. And they think they're going to get all the lawyers and doctors and nurses and the bureaucrats on board with killing people. And then when it turns out it is killing everybody, they'll keep doubling down, you see, and say, oh, no, actually, boosters are the answer. That's Stockholm Syndrome. That's forcing you into supporting the abusers. But it's not going to work. And they now know, whoa, all over the world, people aren't buying into this. And all of the major scientists are, I mean, almost all of them, the major medical unions, the coroner's unions, the epidemiologist unions, the doctor unions, the nurse unions, all the unions from Japan to Germany to France, the U.S. are saying, this is a Holocaust. This is horrible. What are you doing? We were all just supposed to kill each other and not know what was happening and be confused and go burn down the police station. But the cops are all quitting, saying, we're with the people. When they go feed the homeless, you're screwed, New World Order. We're not going to go kill the cops. We're not going to blow up FBI buildings. We're not going to even go to Fauci's house and burn it down. We're going to burn your lives down politically by exposing you monsters. And when you hit me, I say, thank you, sir. May I have another? Because while you're blasting all your political flack up at me, I'm over the target with big old juicy giant slabs of truth. And I'm dropping them on you every day. And so I just feels like a warm kiss on my cheek and a nice loving dagger running right into my spleen, because I know I'm up against you. And while you think you're stabbing me in the gut, you feel those tentacles and those big boa constrictor arms breaking your frickin' ribs politically. You feel that? You ain't getting out of that ever. And I'm going to be your tombstone. You understand that, New World Order? Yeah, you know it, don't you? So, cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. The dogs of war I'm talking about is information warfare and the truth. The bombs I'm talking about are intellectual. The revolution I'm talking about is velvet. It's beautiful. It's sexy. It's real. And it's what the people want. We are going to people the stars together. It's God's will. We are going to go to the next level. We are going to transcend Bill Gates and other selfish, demonic creatures. I'm going to go to break. Owen Schroyer is going to take over. I did a little special report on my daughter, just kind of quirky and funny and interesting, and I shot it myself real quick. Didn't even know I was going to put it on here. That's the last segment of this hour. And then Wayne Allen Root takes over. But Ola's going to come in and host two powerful segments. He's always doing a great job. He's been on fire lately. So is Harrison Smith. He's taking over. I'm going to go do some really important stuff. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow with a Friday transmission. But don't forget, I'm trying to get funds in right now, like when you swing, get your fist ready, pull it back, and try to throw it as hard as you can. And as you fund us and you support us and you pray for us, you spread the word, it's just, and you just like, you just put that real power on that punch. And so go to InfoWarsStore.com and symbiotically get products that are great for you and your family while you fund the InfoWar, while you let us charge up for the main assault, while you give your energy and will to us. We give it right back to you because this isn't Satan's system. It's God's system where we make each other stronger together, rising together, our wills together. With God directing us is unstoppable, and we will defeat the New World Order. We will break its will. We will bring it down, ladies and gentlemen. And in the process of that great collision, we will found new civilizations together. I need the funds. InfoWarsStore.com. And with supply chain breakdowns, everything else happening, I told you food prices be up 30-40% a year ago, but in a year they are. And if we don't turn this around, disastrous, major war, you name it. You need storable food, we got the best ready to ship. InfoWarsStore.com, preparewithalex.com, or call toll free, 888-253-3139. DNA Force Plus, body, almost driven formula, and so much more. Back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra. Experience the ultimate nootropic.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has stepped out of the studio. Owen Schroyer now in the seat here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And I'm just trying to think of how to follow up with the last 2 hours plus of a powerful Alex Jones show. And the trend that we're seeing is only going to continue. This is the story. This is the name of the novel. This is the title. It's the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. The Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. That is what we are in the middle of right now. We've been here leading the charge for the Great Awakening for decades. And the Great Awakening, though, is starting to take a wider effect as more people just through existence and wanting to be free and pushing back against the system realize that there is a battle for the future of America going on right now. There is a war for the hearts and the minds and the souls of America and the world going on right now. So when you're seeing top FDA officials quitting and you're seeing scientists refusing to get the vaccine and you're seeing NIH officials stepping down and calling out Fauci, and you're seeing nurses quitting because they don't want to get the vaccine, they're calling out the dangers of the vaccine. And now you're seeing athletes step up and stand out against vaccine mandates, and their voices are getting louder, and slowly but surely more are kind of popping their heads out and saying something about freedom, and that movement is growing. There's a media blackout. There is a media blackout. Including Fox News. I mean, I don't know, Fox News hosts, I'm sure, could cover it. They just figure they don't have enough airtime to cover it. They want to cover whatever it is they want to cover, so they don't give it any airtime. We don't have teleprompters here. We don't have scripts here. We don't have big corporate sponsors telling us what we can and can't say. So we can cover it. We can do our best to cover it. I don't even have enough time to cover it. It's nationwide. California, New York, Texas, Florida, Washington, Chicago, Michigan, just everywhere, Ohio. You have mass protests happening against the vaccine mandates, against Anthony Fauci. It's kind of like how you saw mass protests, mass peaceful protests against the steal of the 2020 election. Well, now it's bigger. Now it's against the vaccine mandates. But there's a total media blackout on that. So, as is said, the revolution won't be televised. But this is a revolution of people's minds. This is a revolution of people's awareness. This is a revolution of the average citizen realizing that it can take control of its destiny, or better yet, that the government has had a desire to take control of its destiny and has, and now they want to take it back. So I think you're only going to see more people step up and stand out in the realm of professional sports or in the realm of media where you wouldn't expect it, or science. Who knows if the people that let the FDA or the NIH or other bureaucracies, because they didn't want to be a part of Fauci's criminal activity anymore. Maybe they start doing interviews and saying things that, of course, we've been saying for a while, but okay, now, hey, somebody else said it, so it's good now. Now we can cover it. Now we can talk about it. But if we don't see justice, if we don't see a punishment for Anthony Fauci, at least for lying under oath, but that should just be the beginning. That should just be the entry point. You know, that's how prosecutors work, is you got to find an entry point. You got to find something. You got a big fish. Well, you got to hook him with something. You may think he's doing big crimes. You may know he's doing big crimes, but you got to find something to hook the big fish to bring him in. Then you can get the big crimes. Well, this is the hook. Fauci lying under oath. He now basically admits it. I don't know how he could worm his way out of this one. Fauci lying under oath. If we can't at least have charges against Fauci for lying under oath and perjury, at least to hook this big fish, this big criminal fish, then we have nothing. And, you know, I do have a lot coming up, obviously, on the War Room that I host for 3 hours a day. And I'm going to be covering a video that broke yesterday when I was on air, and I couldn't really properly cover it because I was just kind of seeing it for the first time, and I had all the other stuff on my desk and all the other video clips, but it was outside of Netflix where you had a staged walkout, because Dave Chappelle made a joke, and Netflix employees are delicate little snowflakes, I guess, or whoever it is that's out there. And they attack this man, and they rip up his sign. His sign, I think, says that jokes are funny, or he likes Dave Chappelle. It's one of those two things. It's either joke is for funny, or I like Dave. And so this radical leftist mob takes his sign, rips the sign off, and then he's just left with this wooden stick, and they say, he's got a weapon! He's got a weapon! And then, of course, they literally rip the sign off of his wooden pole, the sign he's holding up, and they rip the sign off and break it and throw it on the ground, and then they say, oh, look, he's got a weapon. And let me explain where that goes. But let me another element here that I just saw. A teacher, I'm going to be covering all of this on the War Room, but a teacher does a video where she says that, and you saw the FBI do this, saying that parents are domestic terrorists. Parents that want to know what their kids are being taught in schools are terrorists. So combine what are we doing here? Well, let's combine these two instances. Oh, okay. My political opposition, I guess, which is just parents that want to raise their kids. Somehow that's your political opposition. That's a weird stance to take on the issue, but that's how they feel. It's their duty to indoctrinate and raise the children. So they look at parents as political opposition. And then the radical leftist in the street, here's a guy who likes Dave Chappelle, doesn't want to see comedy canceled, and he has a sign. So we're going to rip the thing off, we're going to rip his sign down, and then we're going to say he has a weapon. Okay, so what have you just done? Well, you've just labeled your political opposition a terrorist, which is obviously untrue. Okay, what have you just done? You've just taken a man standing there with a sign and then turned his sign, what you call, into a weapon. And that's the video that you're showing here. And so, you know, maybe I'll just do that when we come back, before we go to Alex Jones in the park, which I actually watched the video this morning. I actually thought it was funny. It's just, you know, Alex Jones is one of the most misunderstood men in the world. And, you know, I get it when you don't know somebody and you kind of see them from a 10,000 feet view and you make all these assumptions. And so there's all kinds of political commentary on Alex that I just laugh because I know Alex. I'm like, you guys have no clue. But so maybe I'll play the video of the guy yesterday and I'll explain what they're setting us up for, folks. And so it's just like Fauci. If Fauci can't be charged for perjury and if these radical leftist mobs can't be disciplined, you know where it goes next, right?
I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bonnie's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So yesterday, there was a staged walkout of Netflix employees that are upset that Dave Chappelle makes jokes that they don't like. And who knows what the numbers of Netflix employees that walked out versus just radical leftists that showed up to add to the numbers. Who knows what the split there is, but the point is there were probably maybe close to 100 of them protesting that Dave Chappelle makes jokes and that Netflix would dare have Dave Chappelle on their platform. And a couple individuals showed up in support of Dave Chappelle and in support of comedy and free speech. A small handful, maybe four or five. In fact, we're going to try to get this gentleman on. I'm told he's a big fan of the Alex Jones show. So we're going to try to get the individual on in this. And the guy that shot the film is actually a pretty popular podcaster in his own right. And so let me just show you the video. I'm just going to shut up because that was my problem is when it broke yesterday, I was kind of talking over it and quite frankly, kind of having like relapses of myself when I've been in the middle of these radical mobs. And so I get a little frenzied. So I'm just going to play the clip and then I'm going to explain what it is we're being set up for and how it ties in to Fauci's future or if Fauci can be charged for his crimes. It's the same of if these radical leftist mobs are ever disciplined. So here's what happened outside of Netflix. Again, a bunch of radical leftists that don't like free speech, upset that Dave Chappelle exists. And then two or three people that like Dave Chappelle show up just to hold a sign that says, I like jokes, and they get assaulted. Here's the video. So he's standing there with a sign that says, I like Dave. And the radical leftist mob surrounds him and rips his sign off. And watch what they do next.
He's got a weapon! He's got a weapon!
He's got a weapon!
He's got a weapon!
So then they say, oh, he's got a weapon after they rip the sign off of his wooden pole. And then again, they just body him and get in his face.
There's my weapon.
And you know, pause it real quick and rewind it. Because upon further review of this, I know I said I would shut up. Upon further review of this, it actually looks like there's probably maybe 50 or less of these radical leftists. And then there's just like 50 or more members of the media. And so this is how this works every time. The left announces some sort of event, a protest or whatever, and it gets mass media push. And all of the media companies, no matter how big or small, send journalists out there. The same thing happens in Austin. Now, I could have an event in Austin, and we've done it dozens of times. I can have an event in Austin where thousands of people show up, and no media will be there. None. Except, obviously, InfoWars, and then a couple other independent media outlets that follow InfoWars and cover our events. So you'll maybe have 5-10 max media. It's never mainstream news. It's never the local media. And we have them right down here at the Capitol in Austin. And the local media, local news is literally just catty corner to the Capitol. They could be there in 5 seconds when they saw our events. And they don't send anybody. So we don't get any coverage. A leftist has an event. It's all the media. And so I've seen the dynamic play out in Austin. Like they had a pro-mask rally. A pro-mask rally. I mean, slap me silly if I'm at a pro-mask rally. But I go there to cover it. And it's got 50 members of the media out there. Mainstream media, local media, camera crews, reporters, everything. And there's maybe 10 to 15 actual pro-maskers there holding the event. In other words, more media than actual event attendees. So it looks like that same thing is playing out there in this event there down by Netflix. But okay, so he's got a sign. He's got like a broomstick or something with a sign on it. He's holding it up and says, I like Dave. They rip the sign off the broomstick. And then they say, look, he's got a weapon, insinuating he brought a broomstick to the event as a weapon, which is obviously just them fabricating it. And it's the same guy that rips it off that says it. Now, you think about that. I don't even know what you call that. That activity, that action. I mean, again, that is beyond a liar. That's somebody punching you in the face. You're staring at him. He punches you in the face and then points at like a little girl playing on the swings on the playground down the road. Says, that little girl punched you in the face. Says, sir, I just watched you slug me right in the eye. I mean, you're just standing right in front. That little girl on the swing set down there punched you. How dare you? He rips the sign off and says, look, he's got a weapon. A child doesn't even behave like that. These are evil, evil people. Why are they always leftists? I don't know. But so, okay, now they claim he's got a weapon, so let's pick it up from there. So notice, It's the same guy that rips his sign down and takes his sign. That's assault. So the guy assaults him. And then yells, he's got a weapon.
He's got a weapon!
And then there's the leftist cult members that don't want anybody engaging in a conversation with him.
Yes. And leave. There's my weapon.
They know it's not a weapon. They know they're liars. They know they're scum. One guy paid $30 for an AOC t-shirt, a communist.
We're trying not to have me. I'm just here to say that jokes are funny, people. Dave Chappelle, funny guy. I love Dave. I don't know why all the violence. I don't know. Hey,
just look at the psychotic left banging tambourines, banging wooden sticks with their head. How is that not a weapon? So, oh, his is a weapon, not theirs, though.
They took my stick! My stick! They took it!
Listen to them howling like demons or goons. I mean, you could cut that out and use it as movies as just like demonic ghoul sounds. Just like generic ghoul sounds. And so there's some of the confrontation. Now, again, I've been in these crowds. I unintentionally created that entire genre of content with Abe Skrillex and Carl the Cuck. You may remember in 2016, where I just exist as a Trump supporter and I'm just radically attacked by a mob of raging liberals. And that tens of millions of hundreds of millions of views. And so I was like, wow, OK, I guess I'll just keep doing this. And now there's just compilations, hundreds of hours of me doing that. So I know what it's like to be in these crowds. And I salute that gentleman. He did a great job. And my guess is he'll be joining us on InfoWars Live before it's all said and done. So what is the conclusion I'm trying to reach here? If Fauci can lie under oath, and if Fauci can get away with crimes against the Nuremberg Code and nothing happens to him, well, guess what? What would stop him from continuing his operations, just like what happened when the AIDS epidemic was happening and the people he was putting on AZT died? See, nothing happened to Fauci then. Now the people taking these vaccines he's promoting are dying. Okay, so you see where that's going. Why am I comparing it to the leftist mob? If these I've been assaulted dozens of times at these events. I've been death threatened. I've had every kind of things happen to me. I've only been able to get one charge finalized for sexual assault when a woman sexually assaulted me. But I've been spat on. I've been punched. I've had things broken. I've had things whapped over my head, everything. And they always get away with it. I mean, there were dozens of murders in the summer Democrat riots of 2020. So I'm proposing something, but they're already doing it. So I'm almost wrong with this analysis because it's already happening. But let me explain. If Fauci can get away with it, he's never going to stop. If these leftist mobs are never stopped, are never disciplined, they're going to just start mass murdering people. That's why the teachers accuse the parents of being terrorists. That's why they say, hey, you have a weapon there, because they're getting ready, justifying killing you in the streets. And there are. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm actually wrong. They're already doing it. They've already shot Trump supporters in Denver and Portland. There were already dozens of murders during the Democrat riots of 2020. So they're already killing people and getting away with it. But it's about to be just radical violence in the streets if they're not.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a good visual analogy or parable about paths less taken. You can just pull up countless spots in Austin on the side of the highway.
All right, this is a first person of Alex walking through part of the Greenbelt here. Walking with Alex Jones. That's what we're going to call this segment. Walking with Alex Jones. We'll say Austin does a pretty good job of maintaining a lot of the nature around the city. It's going to be more of a struggle with the city booming like it is. But this is probably not too far outside of the actual metropolitan area. So we're working on figuring these.
So we got volunteers.
Here we go.
Austin, who are you, Masked Man?
I'm the lifeguard for Barton.
Well, this is fake as. Are you kidding?
I know.
Alex Jones, you liar!
There's like
This isn't something impromptu. He's got a camera following him this whole time.
These are the Alex Jones players right here. Mm-hmm. This is the Alex Jones Playhouse. Get the f*** out of here. Are you serious? Alex Jones, you are the worst actor.
It's hilarious, folks. Nothing we do here is safe. And these guys think they're geniuses.
I thought I was about to watch the real s***.
They think they're so smart, they figure something out. This is all organic.
And you ask her, where's her reservation? We live in America.
I like the way even the actors he hired don't give a f***.
These people live in, they think they're smart. They don't realize how stupid they are.
Because it's all about him. You know, they probably had lives and everything. And he just came in and just took over.
I mean, you see the editing on this.
Yeah. Everybody had
a... No, cut out where they say that. Because if they get a line, we got to pay them.
They probably had a script and lines and everything. And he just went in there and just took over. Just acted a fool. They just gave up. This is like... Well, we getting paid. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I want this removed tonight. COVID-19 is a
fat. Y'all talking about Spider-Man shaming? I'll be Spider-Man right now. You fat ass. Your big ass needs. You the main one need to be at home. Your big ass high blood pressure ass out here yelling on this toy. Look at this Fisher Price microphone right there.
That's what I'm talking about. That little baby megaphone he's got.
Maybe he's so big he just looks small. Look like he's about to eat a chicken wing. Go home before you kill yourself.
Oh, he's still alive. Sorry.
Don't.
All right, go out there and act a goddamn fool and do us all a favor and pass the hell out.
It's 105 degrees out there.
And his big ass out there about to get heat stroke.
Nope. Still
I'm lost. Sorry if that makes y'all mad, but this dude, man.
Nobody's mad except you. Psycho.
And I wasn't here about a year ago. The county maintenance crews just cut that for themselves, which is smart. They're ordered to widen this in case anybody's ever got to get the power lines or the bridge down there. So they put this in. And should I tell you where to find this place? Where me and my children come? Probably not, I guess. Plus, you don't want to listen to me anyways. This is all a conspiracy theory. Yeah, I'm going to start showing you hidden paths around Austin, I've decided. Just as an allegory. And look at the city workers, or is this county? They created that for fence posts for God knows where they need them, or for city works or whatever.
I don't know where this goes.
But again, they were down here about a year ago. They widened these roads. I've looked on Google Maps. This is a county right away down in here. Private property lines right over here. There's some houses back up in there. It's a golf course on down. About a quarter mile. And right down there is Barton Creek. Right down there. And it gets even prettier. But you know what? That's another episode. In fact, next time I'll show you. You want to go down there, sweetheart? Oh, my oldest daughter wants to go on down. Well, I guess you'll get a... My battery's almost at zero. Okay, I want to see the water, too. A lot of people say, oh, Barton Creek's dry right now in late October. Not dry here. You see, it goes underground in about a mile as you get more into the heart of Austin. And then the only one that's really flooding is it come above surface. But down here, I've never seen it dry down here. And again, I've been coming to this spot for 10 years. There's entrance off the highway about a half mile back up where I filmed that spider. Look at those beautiful birch trees, wherever they are. Birch family. But again, Alex Jones is showing you this, so it's hateful and Nazi. It doesn't exist. It's censoring you. You can't see this.
Yeah, how much did Alex pay those trees to be there right now? How much did Alex pay those clouds?
Don't believe anything Jones tells you. Just don't.
I want to know.
By the way, there's hundreds of spots like this.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a little creek?
See?
Oh, my gosh. How much did you pay that creek, Alex? That's a fake creek. Fake creek.
Sweetheart, how many times have you been down here with me?
Nope, it's not real. Tried to pay his own daughter to do this. Not even his daughter.
How many times have we seen other people? You've never seen anyone. Uh-oh, Reuters is going to fact check me.
Nope, it's all fake. CGI.
Love swimming in there, boy. It's about 4 feet deep over there.
A lot of crawdads, a lot of bass, a lot of perch.
How much did you pay that rock, Alex?
Shoreline changed. Remember?
Yes, you haven't been down here in about 6 months.
Look at those clouds. Actors. Those are actor clouds.
You showed your friends the secret spots?
Those are the ones that, I mean, yeah, look, Alex Isle is the real deal. These are the trees and the creeks you see in National Geographic, folks. I mean, these are top-level trees and creek actors. They're not real, obviously. I mean, you heard that guy. I've never even heard. I don't know who that guy is. He's a genius. He's right. He found it all out.
I haven't been messed up by the chemtrails yet.
Yeah, this is all fake. Those little...
You're not supposed to watch C-SPAN and know that.
There's little drop-offs of you know, there, too. That's all fake. Yeah.
Maybe we'll throw a clip of former CIA director when he was the director, Brennan, admitting the whole campaign on a secret.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
Admitting to your face, it's secret. Maybe we should go over here and give him a shot at this since I mentioned it. It's probably 700 years old. I've researched some of the local University of Texas reports on the estimation of the age of these trees. Look at this. Wow. One of hundreds like this people don't know about in the green belts. But off the beaten path, people don't know about. Somebody knows about this when they put a swing on it.
Big ass tree.
Yeah, I've got this camera on wide lens. People don't have an idea how big it is.
Yep, Alex tried to have that tree flown in from a different state just for this shoot right here, just for this film.
Here, Barton Creek down there.
Alex can't even go out in nature without faking things.
Yep.
Just ask that one guy who we just heard from, who I've never seen or heard of before. Oh, is that a cardinal? Oh, geez. How much did he pay that cardinal? Yep, there it is, reading its lines. Yep, right off the script. Just like it was scripted, folks.
It's rolling.
Is Alex going to climb that tree?
What'd you call these?
Fairy flowers.
Yeah, I have little fairy flowers.
So granddaddy calls them.
And yeah, you gotta go through a few brambles here and there. You know, if you want to see stuff nobody else gets to see. So you just stay on the big path with all the dog crap and all the leftists wearing their masks kissing at you. Yeah, I'm gonna be right here. I guess with the spiders. And the funnest part, cutting across the golf course.
How much did Alex pay that deer to run across the screen like that?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.